Hey babe, are you ready yet? It's almost time for the movies. If we're late, we won't get a good spot at the drive-in. The night we met, I knew I needed you so. And if I had the chance, I'd never let you go. So won't you say you love me? I'll make you so proud of me. We'll make 'em turn their heads every place we go. So won't you please be my What? What? Oh, I was just thinking of when we met for the first time. When we ran into each other at that drive-in theater. I know, we've been to tons of movies since then, but that first time, it was special. Remember, we were both there to see the 30th anniversary showing of Dirty Dancing. I was there alone because my friend bailed on me at the last minute. I was already dressed up in my 60s style pin-up dress in cobalt blue. You know the one. The one you love to twirl me around in. I had my hair up in a high ponytail, wore a bright red lipstick, and my pearls. Like I am today. Oh, you. Thank you. You look gorgeous as usual, too. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, I remember. I opted to drive myself and found an open spot near the back of the theater. I parked my car, and there was only one car next to mine, but it was dead center. I got out and I walked to the concession stand to grab some popcorn and a bottle of water. There you were, ordering refreshments for you and your date. She must have been barely 20. You were smiling and so happy to be there, while she was bored out of her mind and ignoring you. She was messing with her phone, which is probably why she didn't notice when you handed her that soda. Your hands were full and she barely tried to grab it. Probably karma or something at work when that full-as-life cup came tumbling down to crash on the ground, splashing all over her dress. That horrified look on your face, that pure rage on hers. Then the yelling started, railing at you about some designer, blah, blah, blah. Fast as a shot, she slapped your cheek and stormed out. You looked so sad and lost for a moment. Then you started to get mad. I could see it start to well up in you. You were going to chase after her and make a bigger spectacle of yourself than she already did. So I did something stupid, or maybe a little crazy. I walked up to you and snatched that popcorn out of your hands. You looked so confused. Then I said with a smile, "For me? You shouldn't have." I caressed your cheek, the same one she had slapped. Then mischievously, I put a piece of popcorn into my mouth and grinned at you. You opened your mouth like you were about to say something rude. Then you looked at me. Really looked at me. Then you started to laugh. Deep-chested, rolling laughter, tears leaking from your eyes, laughter. You wiped the tears away and grinned at me, then held your arm out like a gentleman and offered to escort me back to my car. So I took your arm and smiled as bright as the stars in the sky. We walked arm in arm back to where my car was parked. You started to look confused again when we got to the two cars in the back row. Then I took out my keys and unlocked my door. You started to laugh again. I asked you why. You explained when you pulled out your key, saying your car was next to mine. Just us, alone in the back row, side by side. What were the odds? Hey now! We'll be late. Watch those hands of yours. No need to get so grabby. All right. I guess you're right. It's another 30 minutes before it starts. Okay, fine. Back to the story. Oh, yes. I climbed into the driver's seat of my car. You looked like you were about to say something, but then you shrugged and handed me the popcorn. You walked around my car, and instead of getting into mine, you started to get into yours. I quickly rolled down the window. Hey, where do you think you're going? You responded with something about finding your date. I raised an eyebrow and crooked my finger. Well, as of 10 minutes ago, I am your date, and the movie is about to start. So get in here already. I have to hand it to you. You made me wait for a solid minute while you weighed your options. You shook your head and climbed out of your car and into mine. Then the lights came down and the car was plunged into darkness as the screen came to life. So I focused on the movie and not on the incredibly sexy slam piece in the seat next to mine. What? I can't help it. You were so damn sexy. And I felt like a cat in cream with you sitting there in my car. As the movie got going and we both got absorbed in it. Then you asked for the popcorn and our hands brushed each other. I looked at you. You were looking at me again and smiling slightly. My heart started to pound and my mouth started to get dry. You took the popcorn and turned away back to the movie. I got so unexpectedly flustered, but I turned back to the movie. Then you started to say you could dance like they did in the movie. I said, "Oh yeah? Prove it." You smirked and got out of the car. Then came around to my side and offered your hand. I made you wait a little longer than I probably should have before I opened my door. I took it with a skeptical brow, and in the light of the movie, we danced. It was so sweet and easy to sway with you in the light of the movie. Like no one else was there. Like we were all alone and the movie was measured against our steps. You twirled me around and spun me back into your arms. It felt amazing, and I was exhilarated and flushed with excitement. When the tempo changed during the next song, you pulled me close and put your hand on my shoulder, grazing my throat with your thumb. It was so sweet when you kissed my forehead and lightly kissed my lips. Hey! I haven't gotten to the good part yet. Damn it! At this rate, we'll never get there. Just hold me a bit and we'll sway like we did then. I'll make you happy, baby. Just wait and see. For every kiss you give me, I'll give you 3. Oh, since the day I saw you, I have been waiting for you. You know I will adore you till eternity. So won't you please be my... Fine, okay. Let me finish the story. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Which is why, when you spun me around and pulled me back against you, it was a bit of a surprise. Pressing your chest into my back, wrapping your arms around me and cupping my breast with one hand while the other slid down my torso and caressed my already wet pussy. I made this shocked whimper when you started to grind against me while squeezing my breast and massaging my clit with your fingers. I was shocked and a tad alarmed, but then it started to feel so good. My skin had goosebumps and I began to moan as your thickening cock ground against my ass. Your hand left my breast and stroked my throat, holding it slightly, squeezing a bit, possessively. My moans got louder, so you took your hand off my throat. You pulled me back behind my car and pushed me against the trunk. You hiked up my skirt and had me put a foot on the bumper, keeping my back against you. Then you got serious. You stroked up my thigh highs, murmuring your admiration, and pushed my underwear to the side. Fuck. Baby. God, you know how I love your hands inside of me. Your fingers started their own dance against me, plunging, slicking my wetness around, running up and down my lips, and flicking my clit, while you ground harder against my ass and held my moans back behind your other hand. When I started to pant, you scraped your teeth against my throat and whispered in my ear, "You like that, baby girl. Like being used. Like getting played with where anyone can see you be such a pretty little slut." Dressed up all prim and proper with those pearls and that dress, when really, you just need a proper fucking. Let me show you what you need. Your hands pulled away and you had me drop my leg down. Then you bent me forward and pushed my body against the trunk of my car. You yanked up my skirt and pulled my panties down over my thigh highs. You had me step out of them. You fingered their wetness for a moment, then you got a glint in your eye, so you held them up and pulled my chin down and slowly shoved them inside my mouth. Then you grabbed and squeezed my ass. You rubbed and squeezed slowly before you slapped my ass, and I moaned with my panties shoved deep inside my mouth.
Hey now, we don't have time for that. Whoa, hang on a minute. This always happens when we try to go to the movies. Let me get on my hands and knees for you, Daddy, okay?
You slid into me so deep, just like you are now. That thick, hard cock gliding smoothly into my wet pussy. I guess this story gets me worked up too. I can't believe how wet I've gotten. You grabbed my ponytail near my scalp and pulled me up and forced my head to the side while you sucked and bit my shoulder and my neck, fucking me against my car, squeezing hard against my breast, slowly pounding into me as my muffled moans got louder and louder. You slid your hands out of my hair and slid both down to my hips. Then you set to work. Fuck, Daddy. Slow down a bit. I'm almost to the end. Thrusting deeper and harder in and out of me again and again.
The movie was a forgotten memory while you fucking took me up higher and higher. Yes, Daddy, please give it to me. Show me. Please, Daddy. Then you slammed into me harder and harder, just like that. Fuck. Yes, Daddy. I started to come, clenching around your cock, around your thick cock, and you shuddered against me, feeling each rippling clench. Then you started to come in thick spurts inside of me, filling me up, leaving nothing unclaimed. I collapsed against the car, and you slowly slid out of me, pulling my panties out of my mouth so I could breathe easier. You slid them into your pocket. I was so spent, you just pulled my dress back down and picked me up and cradled me in your arms. You whispered how much of a good girl I was and how I was such a sweet little piece in my demure dress and pearls. Then you hummed that song, our song, Be My Baby. So come on and please be my baby, be my little baby, my one and only baby, be my baby now, whoa. You kissed me softly and held me close. Then you took my keys and locked your car to drive me home in mine. When we got there, you followed my directions to the bedroom and stripped us both and snuggled behind me. We woke up again and again throughout the night and made love a dozen different ways. You know, baby, at this rate, we'll never get to see another movie at the drive-in.